Okay, we are now on the beginning of the seventh parak, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Dr. Mishnah. Amana l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedget. An amana to a kayin gadol, and a grusha v'chalutza to a kayin hedget. Right? A illegal marriage, but a valid marriage nonetheless. So the question is, she can't eat truma because she's a chalala. We're talking about they consummated the marriage. In the last parak we talked about, if they didn't consummate the marriage yet, if she's mishtameres labia psula, that's what we talked about in the last parak, if she's waiting for labia psula. But now we're talking about they're married. They consummated the marriage, she's a chalala, she's not allowed to eat truma ever again in her life. But the bottom line is she's still...
The wife.
We haven't talked about the kid yet. We're talking about the wife. So the Amana and the Grusha have lost their right to eat truma, even though they're married to a Kayan, but it's an illegal marriage. And when they consummated the marriage, she became a Chalala, lost her ability to ever eat truma. The question is, how about the Avodim? How about the Avodim? Now, there are two kinds of Avodim that belong to the lady. Tzaybarzel and Melug. And we're going to be using these terms over and over again in the near future. So let me explain it again once. I'm going to explain it multiple times, but at least let's try to get it straight. When a woman gets married and she owns things, or her dad wants to give her things towards the marriage, there's two ways it can be written in into their monetary agreement contract. Once upon a time, it was written into the tzubah. Today, if it would be done, it would be done on a separate contract, but at a monetary contract. And the contract said that she's bringing in X amount that she owns, or her father is giving her either of the two. And there's two ways to split it up. One is called Tzayim Barzel, where they evaluate what she brings in. It's written down at the value it was the day she brought it in. When the marriage terminates through his death or divorcing her, he will compensate or give back the exact monetary value of what she brought in. That means if she brought in $12,482 worth of things, they write in the ksuba or wherever they write it, this woman had given her husband $12,482 worth of items. When she gets divorced, if she gets divorced or he dies and she collects her ksuba, she will also get $12,482, regardless of what the items she brought in are worth. They become, at this point, we'll say they become his. It's not so simple that they do, but whatever it is, and he owes her the money of the value of those items. That is called Tzayim Barzel. Any increase in value is his, any decrease in value is his. If she dies first, he inherits her anyway. If he dies first or he divorces her, he would have to pay her that money. But we would not evaluate what they're worth at the time of the land or the avadim or the car, what it's worth at the time of the divorce or the husband dying. They evaluate at the time of the marriage, and it gets returned at the time of the marriage. So if she brings in a car, right, she would be smart to make it Tzayim Barzel, because chances are the car will be worth less 30, 40 years down the line when that marriage ends, and she'll get compensated at today's value rather than what that car, unless it becomes an antique by then, right? But that's her decision. The other way of doing it is to call bring in Melug. Melug means she retains ownership. It's totally hers. Any increase, decrease in value is hers. All he has is a right to use them during the time of the marriage. But who owns it? She owns it. Right? We don't know yet exactly Tzayim Barzel who owns it, but we'll get there later in the Gemara. So when a woman walks into a Kayan, she marries a Kayan, an Amana, a Grusha, it could be any lady, but we're talking about an Amana, a Grusha. She brings in the avodim. She can designate those avodim as Tzayim Barzel or Melug. It's up to her. Her decision how she wants to bring this money into marriage. He might have it try to persuade her one way or the other, but it's really her decision. It's her money. So she can decide to either put this in as a Tzayim Barzel. She locks in the value at what it's worth now. Regardless of what happens later, he will compensate her. Or Melug, where she retains ownership of the item, he gets to use it during the duration of the marriage. That is the choice she has. Now, she's an Amana l'kayin gadol, she's a Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedget. she has lost her right to eat truma. As a wife of a kayan who usually eats truma, she can't because she's in an illegal marriage. What is the status of the avodim eating truma? A kayan's avodim can eat truma. What is the status of those avodim eating truma? Had this been a legal marriage, all avodim would eat truma. Avdei Tzoyin Barzel would eat truma because they're, we would say, for this purpose, they're his, or at least he has a strong right in them. And Avdei Melug would eat truma because she's eating truma. So her avodim eat truma because they belong to her, who's eating truma. How about when she is not eating truma because she's a chalala? What is the status of the avodim that she brings into this marriage? Nothing. Finished. Once she lived an illegal marriage with a kayan, she's classified for the rest of her life as a halala. She will never, ever again be able to eat truma.
The next thing is, can the father designate as Nisim Barzel?
Yeah, if he's giving it, he'll, you know, the one who gives the money has the way of designating it, correct? I said she designates it. If she brings in the money, the father is giving the money, he would want to designate it his way.
Money.
That's not true. She might be independently wealthy. She inherited her mother.
She's no mother.
She might be in the. She might have won the lottery. You don't know what her financial status is.
Or her father
she
may not be alive.
Heinz ketchup. I'm sorry.
Her father may not be alive.
Right, her father may not be alive. Right, a woman exactly. She might be independently wealthy. You're right. In many cases, it would be the father giving the money. I guess he would make the decision how he wants to give it. So anyway, Zok the Mishnah. Samanu l'kayin god l'gush v'chalutu l'kayin hedjet. Hechnisu l'ay avdim l'lug v'avdim t'ayin barzel. She brought in both kinds of avadim. Some of those avadim she designated as melug, and some of those avadim she designated as t'ayin barzel. Avdim melug lo yaychlu b'truma, avdim t'ayin barzel yaychlu. So her avadim that are totally hers cannot eat truma. She's not eating truma. How can her avodim who belong to her eat truma? Whereas the Tzoyin Barzel, we don't know exactly how it works out. For argument's sake, we'll say now it belongs to him. Right? The Gemara is going to deal with this. Belongs to him. Right? So therefore, they can eat truma. Even though this marriage is illegal and should be terminated, and when it gets terminated, she will get back the Tzoyin Barzel. But at this point, it's his. At least that's the way we'll learn it now. The Gemara will have two ways of understanding it. Right. So Avdei Tzoyin Barzel Yechlu. Ve'elu hein Avdei Melug. What are the Avdei Melug? Imesu mesu la v'metiru siru la. If they die, it's her loss. If they increase in value, it's her gain. Ava bishu chayibim zinatsam. Even though he has to feed them during the marriage, he's feeding her avadim as well. Right, because when you feed your wife, you have to feed her avodim. Hare elu ayechlu b'truma. They can't eat truma because she's not eating truma. How can her possessions be better than her? Avde elu ain't tzoyin barzel. Imesu mesu loy, imesiru siru loy. Any loss or gain is his. Therefore, hayavu chaya b'achuyusam, since he is responsible for them, meaning not only if something happens to them, but their value, it's, you know, it's his for all practical purposes. Hare elu yoichlu b'truma. Rashi. Amanu l'kayin god l'chnisu l'avdim alug. Mashi isu machneses l'bayla. When a woman brings it to the husband, the shamalah, and she evaluates it, loy for him, l'kablu malo b'achrayas k'subasa. He's going to accept it as the achrayas responsibility of the k'suba. K'may shekaisu like they write, v'don nedunya dan halas loy. This is the nedunya that she gives to him. Umaysev connected the Kaisev, he adds and writes, Sachako Kibalolo Pliny, this is the amount that this guy accepts, Kach Vakach Buskvasa, Kairin Tzoyin Barzel. That is called Tzoyin Barzel. The amount that's written down that he's giving, and he adds and says, okay, you gave me this much, I will give you more back also. So he writes more into the Ksuba. The more she gives in, the more he writes, right? So he doesn't have to, but that's the way it's usually done. So that's all called Tzoyin Barzel. She doesn't want to write it into the Ksuba. She wants to own it herself. The Baal gets to use it, but the principle is hers. The Meitzu Meitzu La, the Pachsu Pachsu La. If it gets worth less, it gets worth less for her. Lashon Tzayim Barzel, what does the word iron sheep come from? Karen Kayim. It means it's locked in. It's a lock box, a metal box. She ain't Pachas V'Nifzad. She cannot lose. Even if they die, he can never claim anything. He accepted full responsibility to compensate its current value. She also can't make a profit. So, it's a gamble, right?
See, who decides, like, if it's like investment? Like, even if it's Malud, can he decide what to do? It's up to her. She has to make those decisions.
Meaning if it's money brought in as Malud?
Yeah.
He gets to use the money.
But the principal?
He gets to invest the principal, correct.
At his how to invest it. What if she doesn't want to invest it? Since she's doing hers the whole time, she doesn't want to invest in that.
And it has to be invested in land. That's what Chazal say. We want to invest it in something
that... Let's say she wants it. She doesn't want it for that land.
He can stop that.
Even though it's
the Gemara talks about it. I think we had it. I think we had it in Sukkot. That's not true. It's hers. He has a right to insist to be invested in something that's going to be around. Land is the best investment. The Gemara in Ksuba talks about he wants to invest in land. She wants to invest in something else, or vice versa.
Yeah, but the payroll he gets to have. Right?
Correct.
So what happens is, unless he divorces her, the payroll is still going to be going.
No, the minute he divorces her, he loses the payroll. So the Mishnah in Ksuba talks about what happens if it's growing right now. How do we evaluate it? Mishnah in Ksuba. I don't know if I remember what the Avet is either. It's in the 8th Perek or the 9th. I think it's in the 8th or 9th Perek. I know it's in the 8th or the 9th Perek. I just don't remember what the Avet is. Yeah, it's his affairs. He can do whatever he wants with them.
Up until divorce,
yeah. Or when he dies. Avdim and Lugla Yaikluf, the Gemara will explain the reason. Now there's a problem over here. And the problem the Mefarshim have here is that the halacha is that when a woman is in an illegal marriage, at least according to Rashi Shita, the husband has no right to her Avdim and Lug. This is an illegal marriage. He doesn't feed her, he doesn't redeem her. She has no right to her parents. We're trying to break this marriage up. Right? So, what do we mean? Avdei Melug, Avdei Tzayim Barzo can eat Truma. Avdei Melug cannot eat Truma because she can't eat Truma. And Avdei Tzayim Barzo could eat Truma because he eats Truma. Now, he has no right to her parents anyway. The truth is, he shouldn't be feeding her. Right, the Mishnah said the words, Ava Bishu Chaya B'mzenaisa. The halacha is, an amana marries a kohen gadol, she gets no mezainus.
Under biblical law, she has no right?
It makes no difference, biblical or rabbinic. The Maaseh HaChazal Paskin, that a woman in a legal marriage gets no mezainus.
That extends to her.
So that's the chiddush that Achrayim want to say. That even though she gets no mezainus, he would have to feed her avadim. We are punishing her, but her avadim have to be fed by him, even though... What? Somebody says she's in an illegal marriage, so we want to break this up. He's the one feeding her. What are we going to do?
How long is this marriage lasting? Are we getting them... You say Tate anyway, right?
We try.
People live in sin this way also.
It depends on the power of Bezin at the time. Bezin's powerful, it shouldn't last too long. Bezin's not so powerful that people are living in sin, fortunately.
They have all these things.
They need is two Adam. You don't need a Masada Kedushin.
Okay, the Adam, are they called? Say,
well, if they didn't have, I would assume so. Yeah.
They knew.
Maybe they didn't know.
You know, she was
crucial.
Well, we have to
look at that,
because
they
just
kind of
two
it,
isn't it,
son? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all it is.
that's not kedusha by Shem Yisrael, though. It's kind of a lie.
Like, Bas Yisrael, she lives with Kayan. A Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayan, Vechnisa lo yavadim, and this is a legitimate marriage, a legal marriage. Bein avdi melug, bein avdi tembar, zala yechlu b'tshuma. Bas Kayan, she lives with Yisrael, Vechnisa lo yavadim, bein avdi melug, bein avdi tembar, zala yechlu b'tshuma, lo yechlu b'tshuma. They don't eat tshuma because they now, she's married to Yisrael, she loses her rights, so do her avadim. Rashi. Bas Yisrael, she lives with Kayan, afil avdi melug, she'enim shalai, Yechlu. Dainu kinyonoi shekana kinyon. Rashi is identifying the process here. He doesn't own those avadim. Why are they eating truma? Because his acquisition acquired an acquisition. The wife is his acquisition. She has an acquisition of avadim. A kinyonoi shekana kinyon can also help eat. Right? The Torah says not only can a kayan eat, but his acquisitions can eat. One of those acquisitions are his wife. She acquired things, so now his acquisition has acquisitions they also can eat. That's the chiddush the Gemara is going to say. So kinyanai shekana kinyan. His kinyan bought something. The Gemara is going to say, and we're going to get involved in how that works. What if he had an eved that bought an eved? How that works is not so simple. Reuven is a kayan. Forget about marriage. He has an eved. Who bought an eved? Now, that second Eved is not the owner's, it's the Eved's Eved. How that works is not so simple. We'll get there. But the bottom line is, that Eved can also eat Teshuvah, because it's Kinyanai Shekana Kinyan. That's the Chiddush the Gemara is going to learn from Sukkim. So the Rashi explains, not everybody agrees to this Rashi, but Rashi explains that the right of Avdei Meluk to eat Teshuvah is because they are acquisition of a woman who was an acquisition of her husband. There are Rishonim that learn that a woman does not eat truma as an acquisition. She eats truma because she's called Yelid Beisai. She is considered his household. She's an extension of him. And therefore, you don't need her, even though he did acquire her, so to speak, but she's in a higher level than that. And there is nafkamina lemaisa between those Shitas Rishonim. We're not going to get involved in it. But Rashi is clear. And we learn Rashi. Man marries a woman, he has acquired his wife. She owns avadim, that's his acquisition who has acquisitions. And we learn now from a pasuk that kinyon or shekana kinyon also eats truma. So avdei meluk can eat truma. Now if I were writing this Mishnah, I would have put the second half before the first half. I would have set up the laws in a regular marriage, then go into an illegal marriage. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to do it the other way. First, he set up the laws of an illegal marriage, forcing a Rebbe to have to explain the background, and then gave you the law of the legal marriage. Bas Yisrael, starting from this section, Bas Yisrael, this is Lekayan, that is legal. Regular legal marriage. Bas Yisrael marries a Kayan. She can start eating Tumah because she's married to a Kayan. He can now, not only can she eat truma, but Ravadim can eat truma. And Bas Kayan marries Yisrael. She loses her right to eat truma because she now married Yisrael. So not only does she lose her right, but all Ravadim lose their right as well. While she was single, she was a Bas Kayan. She was eating truma. She was eating truma. Her Ravadim were eating truma.
But she's not going to lose out and get divorced.
When she gets divorced, she goes back. Unless she's a Chalob. But this was a legal marriage. Yes, 100%.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about this concept?
Yes.
The concept that his acquisition has acquisitions, and that's why he has that the obligation runs from that. It seems to me that with the kasuba making them, let's say, mlug, then he directly acquired their peros through the kasuba. Now they are his direct, at least the paris of them, is his direct acquisition. It's by a shtar. So therefore, I would think that his obligation to feed them is because of his obligation of paris, not an acquisition of an acquisition. He contracted for this at the very beginning.
What you ask now is Tyson's question. Tyson doesn't say it in question form, but in the top Taisus in this Amud, Taisus says that even if you learn that the main kinyan of something is its usage, not owning the thing itself, for kinyan kasbai to be considered yours as an acquisition to eat truma, you have to own the body of the thing. And therefore, if not of the fact that she eats truma, even though you have the usage, you're not considered a... It's a machloikis over shas, who is considered primary owner. The one who owns the body, the one who owns the usage. It's called kinyan peres ke kinyan aguf, or kinyan peres lav ke kinyan aguf. Taisus points out that for truma purposes, in his first line on Taisus, is that it wouldn't be considered kinyan kaspai, because, and he brings rayas. For instance, there's a halakha that says if a person has an eved kanani and he knocks out his eye or tooth, the eved kanani goes free, but only if the owner did it. In Avdei Melug, who would be the one that frees the eved by knocking out eye or tooth? And they, later on we'll see clearly it's her. It's her avadim. Even though he has the right of usage, and in certain cases might be considered the primary owner, but for these kinds of things, it's the one who owns the body of the eved. And therefore I need a pasuk. Sorry?
I thought earlier Rashi, I know you're quoting Tosfos, I thought earlier Rashi had said the equities, so to speak, lie with, if he's getting the peros, that's why he needs to feed them. It's that kind of direct relationship. I understand what you're saying.
No. He has to feed them because he has to feed his wife. And part of his obligation to feed his wife is to feed her acquisitions. That's why he's obligated to feed his wife's avodim. But he's still not their owner. He's feeding them like he feeds his wife.
Could he refuse to feed the avodim, their malug? Could he refuse to feed them?
He would have to spell that out in the original condition of marriage. That would affect her decision of how she wants to line up these avodim. Because somebody's going to have to feed them.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's nothing in there about that. But he's using their peros, and he's not feeding them. Can she now withhold his peros from their work?
I don't know. I don't know.
And if so,
it
why?
It should have been taken care of at the time of the marriage. You're asking for what? I don't know the answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Hirsch.
I was just going to say that the mission is almost clearly spelling out that the point is not bestowing rights of truma. That's how we see it.
100%. Right. Let's read that last Rashi again. Basi Shoshin, this is the kind of Abdi Maluk Shainim Shalai. Yaichlu Dahainu Kinyana Shekana Kinyan. Rashi says this is an acquisition that acquired an acquisition. Yafina Begamara, the Gemara will bring a pasik, the Kinyana Shekana Kinyan Aichu. Zakti Gemara. The Abdi Maluk La Yaichlu Betuma. Our problem is in the first case. It's an illegal marriage. Right? She can't eat truma. Our Mishnah says her avodim also can't eat truma. The question is, why not? They are his acquisition. And therefore we have a pasuk that says that your acquisitions can eat truma. Why does it depend on the middle woman? Who cares whether she can eat truma or not? They're not eating because of her. They're eating because they are owned indirectly by a kayan. By the fact that their boss is an acquisition of somebody, gives them a right to eat truma. Who cares if their boss can eat truma? It should be a right for them to eat truma because they are owned by someone owned by a kayan. And that gives them a right from a pusik to eat truma. Why should they lose that right because she lost that right? That's the Gemara's question. Frank the Gemara of Abdi Melug lo yechlu b'truma mai. Why aren't they a possession who acquired a possession? The Tanya Minayin L'Kayin Shinasa Isha V'Kan Avodim Sheyechlu B'Truma. How do I know? A Kayin who marries, or a Kayin who acquires direct Avodim, that they eat Truma. Shinamer V'Kayin Sheyechlu Nevesh Kinyin Kaspay Hu Yechabay. If he acquires something with his money, that person acquired can eat. Eved, wife. If the woman has avadim, or his avadim have avadim, and how that works, we'll see in a minute. Right? She yachlu betruma. How do I know that? She nemar v'kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbay hu yachlu bay. Right? So I guess the second pasuk is the drasha is the second kinyan kasbay is extra. Because it should have said the kayin ki yikne nefesh. Kinyan kasbay is like kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbay. Should have said the kayin ki yikne nefesh. You acquire something. Kinyan kasbay is trying to say that the nefesh acquired something. The kayin ki yikne nefesh who then acquired something. That's what we're doctrining the pasuk. To tell me, kinyana shekana kinyan, uncle. So the question is, why can't the Avdei Milug eat Truma? They are his acquisition that acquired an acquisition. Why should they lose their Truma because she lost her Truma? They are his acquisition's acquisition. They relate to him. That's the question. They relate to him. Why should it make a difference that she is in the middle? They're not eating because of payers. Let me try to explain. What would happen, and this is the case, let's explain it that way. There's a machloikus in this, but just for simplicity, I'm going to stick to this chat. Can I give an Eved Kanani money under condition that its owner doesn't get ownership? Usually whatever an Eved Kanani owns belongs to his master. I have an Eved Kanani I like a lot. I see him, such a nice guy, good Eved. I want to do him a favor. So I go over to him, I say, here's $1,000 on the condition that your master doesn't have any ownership in them. It's a big machloikus, does that work or not? Let's assume for argument's sake here that it does. Now this Evet has $1,000 that belongs to him. He goes and buys another Evet. That Evet does not have to work for the first master. The first master has no rights to him. He doesn't own him. He owns Evan 1, who got money legally from somebody who gave it to him on condition that his master has no rights. Whether that can be done or not is a machlekes, but let's assume that it can. And he went and took that money and bought himself an Evan. So now, Mr. Evan owns an Evan, who does not have to work for the original boss. The original boss has no rights to him, except it's his Evan's Evan. Dr. Pusik, that second Evan can eat Truma, because he's a Kenyan Shekana Kenyan. And we learn now from the Pusik that your Kenyan that acquires a Kenyan can eat Truma. Avraham Cohen is a Kayan. If he owned an Evan who acquired another Evan, even though he has no rights to the second Evan, that second Evan can eat Truma. Now, a wife acquired that second Evan. She has Avdei Milug. Even if you have no right in them, you happen to have payers. But even if you didn't have payers, the very fact that it belongs to your wife, who belongs to you, is enough for them to eat truma. For Exe Gemara, so why do I care if she can eat truma? They belong to someone who belongs to the Kayan. And we have a pasuk that says they can eat truma. Seems to the pasuk that they're eating truma is not because their boss eats truma, but because their boss's boss eats truma. It's exactly what's that cost them.
Question.
What?
So we're still with the question.
Right? We're still with the question, right.
Didn't you set pasuk earlier for a gemila or something like that? For having a gemila, we know something not both.
I don't remember.
My question?
Yes.
Does a woman, when she gets, first of all, what's an illegal marriage?
Love, let's say.
No, in other words, you can't marry a grusha, let's say. But it's a legal marriage.
Valid, it's illegal.
But it's a valid marriage. Isn't that enough?
What?
In other words, you're making a case of an illegal marriage, as if it's different than a legal marriage as far as the Avadim go.
That's what the Mishnah said.
Why
I didn't say that. The Mishnah said that when it's an illegal marriage, her avadim cannot eat truma.
In other words, he doesn't have the concept of avdei melugin and avdei tzon barzel.
He does.
The only difference is,
I don't know where you joined, but the Mishnah said at the beginning that avdei tzon barzel can eat truma even in an illegal marriage, and avdei melugin cannot.
And one more thing: does the woman have to give her avadim over in any way to the husband, or she can deny it?
She cannot deny it unless he gives her, he writes the farish that he lets her keep total ownership. He has to write that in the ksuba that he's marrying her on the condition that he doesn't want anything, that we had in Masechet Ksubos. Or, the Gemara in Masechet Ksubos said that if she can get away with hiding it and he doesn't know it exists, like she, finds what's called? A Swiss bank account or something like that, then she can hide her money. If he doesn't know it exists, she can get away with it.
Hey, thank you.
The trashy. Shanasi Shivakana Vadam Aikana Vadam. Minai Lisha Bati Shrolikayan. Shakan Savadam and Ixamaluk Shala. She bought Avadam. I have Adam Shakayan Shakana Vadam. Bavadam Shakana Vadam Gasina. Vim time effect Rashi. Ma Shakana Evan Kana Rabbi. How can it be possible for an Evan to buy an Evan? Whatever the Evan owns is owned by his master. Ulamai Yitzchak called the Rabbinu. Why do I need a pusik? It's impossible. Mishkachasla, if it is, it belongs to the first master. It's his direct avodim. Mishkachasla, Gonshinasla, the Evan mana, Amenashe, and the Rabbi Rishuspa. Somebody gave him money in the condition that his master has no Rishuspa, which is a machloikas if it works, but Rashi is learning that this is the way the Gemara is talking about. Tysus has a different shot. But we're learning Rashi. The Shina Dulahi Yasa, that's what it's coming for. If his acquisition buys somebody, so the question is, if the Torah said, your acquisition eats truma, why should it bother us that the woman is not eating truma? They should be allowed to eat truma because they're his acquisition. That's the Gemara's kasha. Again, it's mashma that they don't eat biblically. If you want to make it rabbinic, that's fine. Zok the Gemara. The answer is, whoever eats can feed, whoever can't eat cannot feed. The right to give truma to somebody else is based on the fact that the person giving it can eat. And since they're eating because they belong to the woman who can't eat, so she can't give it to her avadim. That's because your kinyan eats so they can feed their kinyan. If your kinyan can't eat, they can't feed their kinyan. Now, the Gemara is going to question this in a second. In fact, the Gemara, it's not true. That rule that if you can't eat, you can't feed is not true. We're making a general statement here. One who can't eat truma cannot feed others truma. That is not true. An arul lost two brothers to Mila. He can't have bris Mila. He cannot eat truma. His avadim eat truma. He's a kayan. He's an arul. He can't eat truma. An arul is not allowed to eat truma. He owns avadim. They are avadim of a kayan. They can eat truma. Their boss can't eat truma. They can eat truma. Because they're avadim of a kayan and they have no problem. So let's go back to this woman. She can't eat truma. She's got a problem. Her avadim should be able to eat truma. Why is her lack of eating truma affect the avadim?
She's the one that sinned.
Again, it's not because of a sin, because he sinned also. And he's eating truma. She's a chalala.
What did she become?
Nothing. He can get mafter yayno. Oh, he's a kayan. I don't know if he can get mafter yayno. He can't get mafter yayno. Klanim can't get mafter yayno. Right.
His kids are going to pull over. He's not going to lose his.
Nope.
So why do you
why do you bring a case over here of oral? Just bring a case of that money thing. Almanat Shalom. Almanat Shalom. Costco can't have it. Rashi brought down that case of I gave money.
Now Rashi has to just wants to figure out how do you have a case of an Evid that bought an Evid.
Okay, so why can't?
But that Evid's eating. If a Kohen eats an Evid, has an Evid, the first Evid's eating, the second Evid's eating. Here we're saying that the wife doesn't eat, her Avadim don't eat. We wanted to know why that's true. It's a Kinyan and Shekinah Kinyan. We answer because she doesn't eat. And anybody that doesn't eat can't feed, but that's not true. That's a technicality. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a kayan that's an oral. Their mouth is hurting them. It's an out external problem, not an internal problem. A kayan that's an oral has an external problem that he can't eat chuma. He's a fine kayan. He's an upstanding Jew. His problem is that he has a technicality, or a kayan that became tamei is temporarily can't eat chuma because he has a side factor that affected him. It's not impugning on his kahuna. Whereas a woman that's a chalala, something happened to her that makes it like she's just not in the parsha of being able to fix. He for sure can eat chuma. He can eat chuma. He can eat it. That's not a kasha. He can eat. We were looking for people that can't eat.
That's a little bit like what I said.
Yeah, if it makes you feel good, that's great.
No.
I'd love to make people feel good.
It could have said as an outside, having an RL, I mean, having these problems, that was just his muscle.
Whatever you want to say, it's an external factor.
What I suggested, is that what Gemara said?
I'm not sure what you suggested.
is it because it wasn't something he caused? It was just
No, he could have caused it. He made himself tamei. He caused it.
So I was thinking of that. If he makes himself tamei,
his avadim can still eat truma. Doesn't affect his internal kahuna. It's an external factor. Nothing to do with being able to be rectified. About it. It's just that it's not his essence. Chalala becomes her essence.
What a real kohen chalala, one that's married from a.
He's not a kohen. A kohen is not a chalala. He's a chalala. He's not a kohen.
He's a chalala.
He can't do him.
He can't eat at his father's table as a kohen.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he gets back to the item, maybe. Weiter. He gets Sicha by Nilo. Weiter. Dr. Rashi. Ha'aru kayin aru ein eichel v'avadam eichel v'nam v'kamon to Mishnah later on. Humayu ko'evlu. Klaimar. Mechushvi takantahem. They're missing to be corrected. Avloindim l'sakim v'lecho, Rashi says Hirsch's word. They theoretically can be fixed up. That's a simon that it's external. It's correctable, you're right. Avazushi nazas chalola ein l'tikin elama. So Rashi says it your way. Thank you. Frek the Gemara. I will show you somebody who has an inherent problem, will never be able to eat truma, but can feed truma. And this is a new concept that I don't know if we ever had. Let's listen to the following story. A Yisraelis marries a Kayan. She can eat Truma. The Kayan dies, and she has a daughter. She can continue eating Truma. As long as he left offspring, she can eat Truma because of her daughter. Her daughter marries a Mamzer and has a grandson, a son, a Mamzer. That means this lady who married the Kayan has an offspring, a mamzer. Her daughter dies, leaves over one child. She has a grandson, a mamzer. she can eat truma because her grandson, the mamzer. Now, the grandson, the mamzer, will never, ever, ever be able to eat truma. Even if he were a kayan and a mamzer, he doesn't eat truma. That means there's something inherently that makes it impossible for him to ever eat truma. But his grandmother is eating because of him. So here is a guy that doesn't eat truma and feeds his grandmother truma.
Wait, she's eating. The grandmother is eating because of the daughter, not because of the...
Daughter died. If the daughter died and left no offspring, she stops eating truma. She needs offspring from her kayan. That offspring happens to be a grandson who's a mamzer. Nebuch. That mamzer will never eat truma regardless of what his genetic background is. But he's feeding his grandmother truma. That means the ability to feed and the ability to eat is not based on each other. That's what we're trying to prove.
The difference that he just made. Starting off eating?
Maybe. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that.
Rabbi, will the mamzer's son, should he have one, be able to eat truma?
No. They're mamzer forever and ever.
Okay.
A mamzer's son is a mamzer. You know, there's a Gemara in Kedushin that talks about when Mashiach comes, what's going to happen to all the mamzerim we don't know about? Are they going to be revealed and exposed? That the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify them. They will become kosher. Any mamzer that's unknown, then he won't be purified. Pashtus not. So there'll be a purification process in case there are people that are mamzerim they don't even realize. And that can happen because the mother, some lady might have had an extramarital affair and gotten pregnant, and nobody ever knew.
Depending how he passes, the dad is a ghost.
Or the dad is, we pass because that he's not a mamzer. And so again, that's not the issue here, I just threw that in. Nothing about my turn. She gave birth to a girl, and the girl married a mamzer. The yolda ben umesa. She gave birth to a son, and he died. And she died. Ben kayan. His grandmother married to the kayan. Achelas mishila truma. She eats truma lacha mitzvah zvayla. She has kids from the Kayan. She has kids from the Kayan. Not the same for the Perkin. He's a czar. He'll never be a Kayan. Well, the Nami and Kosher have it. Shadow means so Kosher Nami ain't Eichel Malchu. Truth is, we just brought Mamzer in. It makes it worse. But the truth is, it could have been the Kayan. Yisrael married a Kayan. Israelis married a Kayan. They had a daughter who married a Yisrael, who has a son who's a Yisrael, who'll never eat truma. He's feeding his grandmother. Could have asked the question that way. But the mamzer is the case of the Mishnah. So we want the case of the Mishnah, which is the case of a mamzer. The Mishnah is trying to bring out something that a mamzer can feed his grandmother. The Tzar of Huad did not mean kosher, Abishayom, and Yisrael kosher, and Ami Eino Echol Malchu. He also doesn't eat and feed. Amy Mud. Well, the Nakil Asuvim Mamzer, Bishum the Masnitsini, it's a Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Amar Avina, Tavina
answered. The grandson is feeding her because he is a zera of the great of the grandfather of the coin.
Correct.
Okay.
You said it. The Mishnah there is interesting. The Mishnah contrasts the following two cases. You have the case I just gave: the Israelis married a kohen who has a daughter who has a mamzer who feeds his grandmother. Then you have a case of a bat kayan who married a Yisrael. She loses the ability to eat truma. She had a daughter who married a kayan. She can't eat truma because her daughter, she had the kid from the Yisrael, so she can never go back to her father's house. Again, bat kayan marries the Yisrael. When the Yisrael dies, she goes home. But if she has a kid, she doesn't go home. That kid married a kayan and has a son who's a kayan gadol. his grandmother can't eat truma because her grandson, the Kayin Gadol, keeps her from eating truma. So here's a lady that's eating truma because of her grandson, a mamzer. And here's a lady that's not eating truma because of her grandson, the Kayin Gadol.
Why can't she eat?
Because she has a child from the Yisrael. She had a daughter from the Yisrael. Till as long as there's children. If there would be no offspring, she goes back to her father's house. But there's offspring. That offspring happens to be a Kayin Gadol who can't feed his grandmother. But the mamzer can feed his grandmother. That's what the Mishnah contrasts.
Just like a father's house means even if no one's around anymore.
Correct. But correct.
Even if no brother.
Even if nobody. Correct. She's a Bas Kayin. She reverts to the status of a Bas Kayin, and a Bas Kayin that's not married can eat truma.
Correct. Does that mean that a Bas, that an almana who marries a Kohen, an almana with a son, who marries a Kohen, she doesn't get to eat truma?
Yes, she does, because she's married to a Kohen currently. This is all going to be discussed nice later on.
Okay.
All coming up. Dr. Gemara Amar Avina. Kinyan Eichel Kamar. Kinyan Eichel Machos and Eichel Eina Machos. Again. Here the Avodim Elug are eating because they're owned by the lady, which is owned by the husband. So it's not a direct relationship with the original owner. It's through somebody. In the cases we had before, the mamzer was feeding his grandmother, right? She wasn't eating because of somebody else. She was eating because it's her grandson. So even though he doesn't eat, she eats. Here, the right of the Avodim to eat is because they belong to her. And if she can't eat, she can't feed the Avodim. Meaning, instead of understanding the halacha of the Avodim eating truma because the Torah said they eat truma because of you, they're not eating truma because of you. They're eating truma because of the middle step. The Torah meant to say, you own Avodim, who own Avodim, since they can eat truma, they can pass it on to their Avodim. But if they can't eat truma, it can't be passed through. Whereas a mamzer feeding his grandmother doesn't have to pass through anything. It's a rule. She has offspring from her husband, Kai, and she can eat truma. I don't care who the offspring is. Here, it's because they belong to the woman who belongs to her husband. But the woman can't eat truma, so it severs the connection. Kinyanoi shekana kinyan eats because how? There's two ways to understand this. Reuven, Avram Cohen is a kayan. He owns an eved who owns an eved. The Torah says that second eved can eat truma. Is it because the Torah says it's like Avram's eved? Or is it because the Torah said that a connection is enough? To be an eved of an eved is enough of a connection. The difference would be if the middle one can't eat truma. If the Torah is saying that the second one gets directly from Avram, I don't care what the middle one can do. But if it's a conduit that because the Eved can eat truma, therefore he can pass it on to his kinyanim, if he couldn't, it wouldn't pass on. This is exactly what happened here. Kayin acquired a wife, a grusha. She cannot eat truma. Now, her avodim, we understood, her avodim doesn't make a difference. They get because of him. Because it's kinyan and shekana kinyan. No, it doesn't work that way. Kinyan and shekana kinyan works through the kinyan. Goes from him to her to the avodim. If it blocks off by her, it can't go any further.
Can I have an oral eat?
No. Rashi. No Rashi. We will continue with you tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.